Mitt Romney offered Mike Lee brief, generic congratulatory text after beating Evan McMullen. By Sean Moran on November 9, 2022. Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, offered only a brief and generic congratulatory text to Senator Mike Lee, RUT, after Romney refused to endorse Lee. Lee defeated never-Trumper and Utah independent Senate candidate Evan McMullen. Now, Lee will be entering his third term in Congress's upper chamber. The Utah Senate election was fraught with controversy as Romney, Utah's junior senator, refused to endorse Lee's re-election bid. Romney claimed that he could not pick a side between his two friends, Lee and McMullen. However, it is customary to endorse members of the same party, especially when they came from the same congressional delegation. Romney's refusal to endorse Lee enraged fellow Senate Republicans. It also breathed air into McMullen's campaign, which relied on support from Democrats and moderate-leaning Republicans. After Lee's victory, Romney sent a brief but generic congratulatory text, according to a source familiar. Romney also waited until Wednesday morning to congratulate Lee and the other Utah Republicans that won re-election. Congratulations to at Sen Mike Lee, at Rep. John Curtis, at Rep. Burgess Owens, at Rep. Blake Moore, and at Rep. Chris Stewart on their election victories. I look forward to continuing our efforts to advance Utah priorities, Romney wrote. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, wrote in response to Romney's congratulatory tweet. Congratulations on your commitment to raise about $10 million to pay back everyone who had to come in and make sure we got at Sen Mike Lee and not at Evan McMullen. Hashtag stand up for America. Roy attended the Senate debate between Lee and McMullen to voice support for Utah's senior senator. As America approached the midterm elections, Romney credited Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, as the person most responsible for likely taking back the Senate majority. He wrote, "The person most responsible for Senate GOP momentum and likely majority, Mitch McConnell. He personally raised the hundreds of millions that evaporated the Dem lead in the swing states. Speaks softly, carries a big stick." Follow coverage of the 2022 midterm elections on Breitbart News. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.